Let's say hello to Jackie. Hi, Jackie.
Hello, Ryan. How are you?
I'm well. How are you today?
I'm hale and hearty. I'm not ready to kick the bucket.
No, that's good news.
Not just yet.
I was just about to go to Woody's to buy you a bucket, but no, obviously that was a waste of time and expenditure. We're talking about wills. Where there's a will, there's a Jackie. So what do you got for me?
There you have it. No, it's just that when I heard you saying something about paying a grand or 1,500 to get a will, I think they had a Groupon deal, you know, these Groupon things, living and social and Groupon things come in. So it was a purchase your will for €10. So I did that. And then I didn't realise it was a cut-off date for booking it. And when I got around to it, the lady said, well, she said, you're that within the time span. So I said, okay. Well, I said, what can I do now? So she said, well, if you want to book it, and within, you know, she gave me within a couple of weeks, she said, we'll only charge you €40. So that was it. They emailed all the details that you fill out. Myself and my husband filled them out, made an appointment, went in, I think it was 7 o'clock in the evening, and it was done in 15 minutes.
That is the quickest, you know, will-making I've ever heard about. Yourself and your husband...
Yeah, they emailed the forms to us, and we just filled them out at home, brought them in. The solicitor ran through them all, went over the details of our children and ages and so on and so forth. We had a little chat, and that was it. And he'll mind it. He gave us a copy, and he'll mind it until we won't see him again.
Until you do actually go to Woody's and buy the book. How many kids have you got?
I have three adult kids. Yes.
Three adult children. They're always
and a
children.
A hungry dog and a hungry dog.
Did you leave the dog anything in the will?
Oh, she comes first, Ryan, of course.
She gets the house and then the kids get the kennel.
Exactly. They can stay in the kennel.
Yeah, it's good.
The dog allows them.
Was it emotional writing the will?
Slightly. Yeah. You know, it was actually. It was like, you know, in a way it brings the reality that you're, you know, that one day this is going to be in front of your children, and you'd like to know that they are looked after without, because, you know, you hear of all the legal complications when you don't make a will, you know, and it can cause a lot of hassle, you know, and so on and so forth. So
did you have to say, I leave everything to my husband and children, and then he had
to
say, I leave everything to my wife and children?
Exactly, that's it. If I go before him, everything goes on to him, and then obviously, you know, he passes it on down, and likewise, you know.
What if you both die at the same time?
Well, they get everything. Happy days. Don't be saying this on air. They might give them ideas.
Who's the executor of the will if you both die at the same time?
We actually appointed my brother-in-law.
Okay, so you have somebody there who has to take charge.
Yeah.
And are you going to just split it three ways?
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
That's the way to. You're not kind of going, well, actually, she was always my favourite, so she's getting...
No, you can't do that.
40% of it.
He was always very mean to me, so
he's getting 10%. And then that present she got to me last Christmas was appalling, so she's 22%.
You can't speak beyond the grave. to be honest with you, saying you can't speak beyond the grave, but I did put in a little clause that they cannot... they can't sell the house until the youngest is... the youngest is mature enough to live independently, you know, that sort of
thing. Yeah, but that could be that for some people. That's 58. Yeah, some people are never mature enough to do anything.
Exactly, but your luck, you know, you do it, hope for the best.
See, I think you need to be more specific about that.
Yeah.
I think until that one was mature enough, could you imagine the legal wrangling that your brother-in-law has to go through then? Go, I'm mature enough now. I'm not. Look, I'm watching X Factor all day long and the place is a mess.
No, we said once the youngest reaches 25,
now,
they can sell the house.
Now you have it. So that's mature enough. So you put an age on it.
Yeah. And then we were told by this solicitor who was saying some guy like that, he said the lad went bananas and he sold the house and he went off on a tangent, and you know what I mean? So you can't guarantee anything, you know?
Your solicitor told you the story about somebody going off mad.
Yeah, he was quite young and like then he was around 30 or whatever and he inherited, and then he was a bit foolish and that, you know? But your luck, you know, you can only hope that they have a bit of sense, you know?
Do you ever think about never seeing your children again and dying, or do you just run away from that a million miles?
No, I'm not saying I've faced it, but I've had people leave me in life, and I know what it's like to part ways sort of thing. Yeah. And it, so it is there in your mind that if this day is going to happen, you know, realistically, you know.
It's not the happiest conversation in the world to be having, but I suppose it does happen and it kind of has to be discussed a little bit.
Yeah. Well, that's it, yeah. There's no back door, is there, really? You know,
no, but that's probably why we need to kind of embrace the good things in the world and enjoy things a little more than we generally do.
Yeah, exactly, Ryan. That's it.
Look, the sun is shining.
Congratulations on Friday night. You did a great show, and I have to say, commend your audience. It was amazing. They spoke very well to that lady.
Katie Hopkins. Yeah. Did you like Michael Harding?
Lovely, lovely person.
There's something very chilled about him, isn't it?
I rang a chord with my husband, his mother passed on earlier in the year, and he could identify with what he was saying as well, you know?
Funny, anyone who saw him had a sort of personal story to tell as a result of things he was saying, whether it was not being able to swim and walking through a swimming pool in Leitrim, or whether it was about not holding your mother before she died, whatever it might be, everyone seemed to connect with him.
Exactly. Mm. Very, very, you know, he was a lovely man. Well, I suppose it probably helped some people as well, you know, that sort of way, you know.
Helped me afterwards in the green room, having a few scoops with him, I have to say. We had a bit of crack.
Good.
Yeah, he's a nice fella. Yeah. He's a great thinker.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, he makes you think as well, which is nice.
Well, that's it.
I'm glad you liked it, Jackie. I appreciate that. I'll pass that on to the team.
Okay.
Thanks for listening in this morning.
Not at all. Love your programme.
And look after yourself. And I love you, Jackie, whatever they say. Don't let anyone say otherwise.
I won't kick the bucket just yet, Ryan. No worries. I'm not leaving you in my will. I don't care. Good luck.
See you for now.
Bye. Bye.